Hi, this is Claire Casey, and you're listening to Part 1, Module 2, Why Men Love to Chase Women. Have you ever seen the photos of those guys in the midst of one of the crazy, mud-drenched, barbed wire-strewn warrior runs? Every guy there is happy. You see them checking out a 12-foot concrete wall, a quarter mile of steep, muddy mountainside, or a narrow passage crisscrossed with live electrical wires, and they have this feverish gleam in their eyes. The challenge sucks them right up like a tractor beam, and they want it to. Some women look at it, not all women, but some look at it and they think, this is insane. But most men look at it and think, this is perfect. Blood, sweat, beer, and babes. That's what it's about. Men were born for adventure, and blood, sweat, and beers comes pretty close to capturing the whole picture, but it's missing one very important, very arousing ingredient, because you are the reward he hopes to win at the end. That's right. If there's one thing men crave more than the thrill of the hunt, it's the delicious taste of a woman's delights at the end of it. Dangerous heights, frozen rivers, firewalks, all followed by a shot of whiskey and the admiring gaze of a lovely female, whom he views as yet another exciting, potentially dangerous challenge. That is the ultimate fantasy of a man's soul. Now, don't be misled. I'm kind of painting this in a mountain man sort of way, but don't let that trip you up, because this same secret fantasy plays out in so many ways. Now, I live with four guys in my house. And by the way, this isn't about me, but my secret fantasy is to have a bathroom of my own, no men allowed in it. And you know what? It would be clean and it would smell great. So, you know, I keep dreaming. But I was saying, none of the guys that I live with, my husband or my three sons, are what you might call like manly men. Every last one of them is tall, skinny, and undeniably nerdy and smart. They're all great at math. What is up with that? I suck at math. And they are all musicians. Not a single one of them is a go out and shoot a bear and triumphantly throw the bloody carcass on the sideboard kind of guy. And yet, if I take them with me to the farmer's market, hand them each $10, and tell them to find and acquire the things on my list, you would think I had turned them loose in the jungle and begged them to slay a monster for me. They are all over it. Whether or not a guy actually wants to walk across hot coals in real life, he dreams of the challenge, and he yearns to be some kind of hunter, warrior, explorer, or survivor. But you know, how many guys actually live like those dudes on the hunting and fishing shows? Or on the lawyer, private detective, fast car, lots of explosion shows? How many are actually facing imminent danger, or forced to scale concrete walls, or called to battle bad guys on a daily basis? Right. Most men are living in Manhattan or some suburb in South Carolina, you know, Anyville, really, and they spend their days working for a living, searching for the remote, and thinking about all the women they aren't having sex with. And yet they are hardwired for that caveman, Arctic explorer, alligator wrestling, superhero kind of life. No wonder they groan when they have to drive a minivan. If you know what drives a man, you get all the cake. Listen, I'm not a sultry 17-year-old, but if I'm doing reps in the free weight pit and appear to be struggling to get a barbell to full extension, I can absolutely count on the fact that there are any number of men who will swiftly come to my assistance. Age, station, it's all irrelevant, because men are dying, absolutely dying, to be strong and useful and to win the spoken or unspoken praise and thanks of a woman, any woman. And yes, they will look at you and imagine you naked, regardless of wedding rings, yours or theirs. It's just how they're made. Now, don't worry about that last part. I'll tell you more about it soon, and you'll see how it can be made to work to your advantage. The main thing is to know what drives a man. Because once you know the real truth and not the prettified version about what drives a man, the rest is cake. A man's soul craves an adventure, hopes to win a woman, or lots of women, and there are plenty of challenges in our modern world that will fit the bill. Summed up, why men chase women. Okay, did you already skip down all the way to this? You are so sneaky. Let me sum it up for you. Men are, or secretly want to be, warriors, hunters, explorers, and survivors. And their reward for being successful, the secret of their completion, the motivation for all that male energy, is a woman. You can say men love to chase women, and that's absolutely true. But it's more than that. Men love to chase, period. And they long to explore. They want to overcome. They're driven to accomplish. And in the end, they do it for the succinct, delectable rewards of a woman. Keeping the chase alive every day. Okay, so if guys love to chase women, should you ever actually let them catch you? How do you gauge the right moment to let him wrap you in his arms and howl his victory to the world? And then should you stay caught or should you wriggle away, cast a sexy smile over your shoulder and let him chase you again? This is one of the biggest secrets of successful long-term relationships, and so many women have not figured it out. Do you know how to keep a man happily focused on you and you only for as long as you choose? And believe me, the woman is the one with the power here, and I can prove it. I grew up around border collies, which are, if you're unfamiliar with the breed, they are these amazingly smart working dogs. They love to have a job or a task to accomplish, and they love to stretch their legs in a fabulous all-out chase. One of the border collies I grew up with was a Frisbee fanatic. Her name was Jill. She lived for the moments when we took her out to this great grassy field and threw the Frisbee for her. She would tear off the instant the flying disc left your hand. Her sleek, muscular form would be stretched to its full length as she raced and leapt to snatch the Frisbee out of the air. She would run triumphantly back and drop it at your feet, eager for the next throw. And if you waited too long to throw it again, she would bark, tossing her head and bouncing in place, urging you on for more throws. Now, I realize that story is about a dog and not a man, but you can see my point. If a man loves to chase, it's a woman who has the power to fulfill his greatest desire. That's you. But there's another lesson in here too, because what if I'd only ever thrown the Frisbee for my collie once? What if I sailed the Frisbee out and when she proudly brought it back, I patted her on the head and told her how wonderful she was, and then took her back to the house? Well, that would be one disappointed canine. I can't imagine anyone who would actually make a mistake like this with a dog like her. And yet women make this mistake with men all the time. If a woman is the prize and a man only gets to catch her once, and that one time all too easily, he will go looking for something or someone else to chase. So you have to keep the chase going. Here's one more way to think about it. Sometimes I call this the dirty dancing idea or the ballroom dancing idea, because the truth is that there are really two kinds of chasing going on. The first is about capturing his interest the very first time, letting him see you as the prize he's been longing for all his life. And the second kind of chasing is a closer, more intimate kind of thing. It's for when you've already been caught the first time, and now you're ready to keep the chase alive every single day in many of your regular interactions with that man. A successful, relationship with a man is one that lets him chase and catch, chase and catch, chase and catch. So you can think of it like a really sexy Latin dance or a scene straight out of Dirty Dancing or Strictly Ballroom. Because that's how those dance moves work. No matter how many times you let a man swing you around and into his arms, you must keep spinning back out again, holding on, but keeping that space between you, moving those hips in that smoking hot come and get it sugar style. And when he steps in so close where you can feel his heart pounding, you let him breathe you in, hold you close, and savor his prize for an electrifying moment. Then you take a step back and let him come to you again. The dance keeps going because of that constant erotic tension, that constant give and take. If a woman were simply to permanently plaster herself to the man, it just totally would not work, would it? Although I wouldn't have minded plastering myself to Patrick Swayze in Dirty Dancing for just a few minutes. But you hold on. You keep that space, that tension in there. It's what makes the dance pleasurable and arousing and also just incredibly beautiful. It's an art, and it takes knowing plenty of awesome dance moves, and it also takes some really fun practice. And that's what Capture His Heart is all about, teaching you all those fabulous moves so that you can catch his eye and let him win your heart. Welcome to the dance, baby.